Hey everybody, Gary Roth here, Blue Collar Consulting Group, active duty soldier, back on the microphone, back on the podcast with the perfect primer for bringing the show back. I have been so consumed with military stuff, renovating the farmhouse, getting things prepared for life after the Army, and I am finally so compelled to get going on the podcast again with something that I am very passionate about, and that is Army recruiting. You may or may not know that the United States Army and the American military as a whole is experiencing incredibly difficult recruiting environments, some of which I believe are self-inflicted, some of which are outside factors. Well, anywho, and as you know, I'm on the retention side of things. So I used to be a recruiter. I was a good recruiter. I was a station commander of a recruiting station. I was a good recruiting station commander. And now I'm on the retention side. So I retained soldiers for a few years, and then I worked at battalion staff. Now I am a team leader of a retention team that covers the western half of Missouri. In short, we help keep them in boots on the reserve side of things. So anywho, I have a lot of experience with recruiting, both when I was a recruiter, afterwards, and now as a team leader with networking opportunities and sharing those resources with the Army Recruiting Command. They pushed out. Now, keep in mind, we almost didn't have a job a few days ago, and now we're on a 45-day continuing resolution, but they pushed out a fundamental shift in the transformation of the United States Army recruiting enterprise. Sorry for the mic bump. I don't want to stop. This was posted on LinkedIn. And if you want to read the full article, you need to go to army.mil. It's a public site. You can check it out. It's fine. They are calling this the most challenging recruiting environment in a generation, which is arguably true. The late 70s was definitely the most difficult recruiting environment as the Army switched to an all-volunteer force. You had Vietnam-era vets. You had the Reagan administration coming on board and a whole truckload of crappy times from about 74 to about 82. That's my opinion. So, second paragraph here. During a Pentagon news conference, Secretary of the Army Christine Wormuth and Chief of Staff of the Army Randy George detailed sweeping changes in how the Army will identify and recruit talent, from expanding its focus to a larger share of the youth labor market and creating a specialized talent acquisition workforce. Let me stop you right there. Talent acquisition workforce. This is the same bureaucratic bullcrap that keeps our government from being effective and efficient. This is the type of stuff that we will have a government shutdown and people will run to committee to get, a brainstorming session going on. All these great ideas, blah, 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 whatever. This kind of crap has been going on for years. Now, I will say that the fact that they need to change recruiting, yes, good thing. The way they are changing it is likely full of bloated government bureaucracy. It says here, second paragraph, the changes follow a detailed study of Army recruiting over the past 25 years that provided recommendations to regain competitiveness in the modern labor market. First of all, I recruited in the last 25 years. They didn't ask me crap. And we as soldiers in the Army constantly get surveys about a myriad of subjects. And if they snuck in one of these recruiting surveys, it wasn't taken, and they just keep sending them day after day, month after month, and it's just really, really ridiculous. But I wasn't asked that. None of my former recruiting colleagues were asked anything about it, so I don't know where they're getting this data from. Likely, they did some kind of bullcrap study group or some kind of bullcrap review group that doesn't get you real data. Nobody fills out a survey the right way. The military keeps hammering us with these surveys, and they're worded, they're structured poorly. I wish I could remember. There's been a lot of work done on surveys over the years. There are right ways and wrong ways to complete surveys or to create surveys, structure them, answering. But everybody wants to take it like it's a freaking, just they want to ask you a question, they want to stick it in a computer and walk away. With AI, you can actually get real world results. People can type in their answers instead of just like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much does this affect you? That's so freaking stupid. I mean, it's just straight up stupid. All right, third paragraph, they're going to meet their stuff. Secretary of the Army and the Chief of Staff praised the steadfast efforts of the recruiting workforce and credited novel efforts. Novel efforts? Are you freaking kidding me? Like the Future Soldier Prep Course, the Be All You Can Be campaign, and other initiatives for improvement while acknowledging more work needs to be done. This kind of paragraph shows just how little they actually know about what goes on in their Army recruiting program. The Future Soldier Prep Course, that's an amazing initiative. That's not a novel effort. All right, that is a huge freaking deal. What that does is that allows people that don't make the qualifications for Army enlistment to go and join and either lose some weight, improve their ASVAB score, or whatever. This opens the door to some pretty amazing people. And while the rest of the Army struggles with keeping soldiers healthy and fit to fight at times, especially on the reserve side, is what I'm speaking about, the fact that they offer this is really, really encouraging. All right, they acknowledge that the competition for talented Americans is fierce. It's different from 20 years ago, no kidding. We obviously know that, and nobody is second-guessing that whatsoever. But also, everybody is struggling with talent. Everybody is struggling to get people to work. There is a fundamental shift in our culture, in our society, turbocharged by the nonsense of COVID, okay? By the fact that we don't do a lot of physical labor these days. We don't have to work to eat. So we sit around bored, overly informed, overly communicating, and just bicker all day long. So we have a fundamental shift in our society that does not bode well for any military service, any civil service. All right. So much of what we do is automated and automatic. We just don't need the bodies like we used to. So people can just sit and get fat, and got guys like that Oliver kid that sings a song about people getting fat and tax dollars going up and all this other stuff. I mean, that's the reality of it is. So the Army's going to have problems whether or not you transform the Army recruiting command. What can you do? Well, there's a lot you can do. Number one, you can, you know, really kind of look at how you communicate. All right, let me not get too far away. Let's continue down the article. I have some ideas. The article outlines five key areas. Transform how the Army prospects, transform the Army's recruiting workforce, create an experimentation capability within the recruiting command, enhance the evidence base for recruiting policy decisions, more Washington bullcrap, aligning Army recruiting leadership and structure. Jesus. All right, so first of all, let's see here. Transform how the Army prospects, okay? You go to any United States Army social media platform and they are just, it's like Gary Vaynerchuk says, jab, jab, jab. There's always the jabs. They're always showing the equipment. There's never a call to action. There's never direct engagement. There's no, like, it's a call to action, CTA. There's no, like, CTA targeting, right? So, like, join us. You should join. Do you need a new life? Join the Army, right? Like, there's never the call to action. Be all you can be is awesome, but we need more. We need that prompt. We need that whatever. You need to let soldiers do their own social media. You need to encourage social media use at the local level. Like, we need to give things to recruiters and retention to use. We don't get crap to use on social media. What we get is a headache because we are so limited on what we can do. Everybody is scared for soldiers to use social media on their own. And that's because morons are out there doing stupid stuff. So anyway, you got to transform how they prospect. They're saying here that they've been too focused on high schools. They need to open that up. The reason why the Army does so good in high school is because that's the best time to grab anybody. Where do colleges recruit from, you freaking morons? They recruit from high school, right? So everybody recruits from high school. You gotta have better programs for high schoolers, right? Like the Future Soldier Prep Program, that's an amazing thing. Like, that really works, right? Like, you can take and transform people that nobody else wants, quote unquote, and make them awesome. I'm one of those people that nobody else wanted, all right? I wasn't popular. I tested well, but I didn't have anything going on. I didn't have colleges knocking on my door, right? The Army was my place to grow. And I think you need to highlight those stories every day. I think there should be a new soldier story on the Army's YouTube every effing day. Every day. Every single day. Again, this is kind of chitter chatter about like, oh, we should, in addition to the high school market, we need to attract and hire Americans in the college market. No kidding. I mean, some of this stuff is such boilerplate. It just drives me crazy. The 2 leaders set a goal of at least a third of the Army's newest soldiers to have more than a high school degree. I mean, come on. That's so stupid. These kind of targets are irrelevant. What you need is high quality, hardworking Americans serving in the United States Army. That's what you need. And if you change the reputation of the Army, things are going to get better. And a lot of things you can do on the back end: fix the VA, engage more broken soldiers. There are more soldiers out on social media chirping poorly against the Army than at any time in history. And nobody is doing anything about it. Nobody is engaging with these soldiers to say, hey, we hear you. What can we do for you? And they are just out there relentlessly talking about all the bad shit that's in the Army. And nobody is stopping them. Nobody is engaging with them. Nobody is trying to talk them off the edge. And they are influencing our ability to recruit. I got literally destroyed when I tried to approach this on TikTok. And if you're hearing my podcast, you might actually remember me. I'm that guy that quote unquote blamed veterans for the recruiting problem. They are a big factor in it. If you have a bunch of veterans telling these horrific stories and nothing else, what do you think they're going to do? The Army and the VA needs to reach out to these folks. They need to figure out what's going on, see if there's something that can be fixed. They need to take action. They need to show results quickly. And it's just like everybody wants to wash their hands of it, right? Everybody just wants to throw money at it. Not gonna work. All right. One of the things they say here is transforming the Army recruiting workforce. Basically, what they're saying is they want to do less detail recruiter, which means that you just get picked to go do recruiting duty, which is so stupid. And they want to have some more MOSs, like dedicated recruiting, stuff like that. Here's the problem. When you take recruiters out of the Army and keep them out of the Army, they lose what the Army is like. It does not benefit them. What I recommend is when you get those recruiters out there that come out of the Army and want to stay in the recruiting command, let them do that. Establish those permanent positions, but then rotate active duty soldiers from the Army on 2-year tours as resources to help with interviews, to help with prospecting, to get them out in the schools and stuff like that. That's how you rotate fresh information from the Army into the recruiting command. They're going to prototype these things. It's going to be like super stupid or whatever. And they're just going to keep on kicking this can down the road. I just don't know why they just let it. They're writing memos and they're not putting anything into action. That's what's happening. Let's see here. Create an experimentation capability. Now, I do like this. I do like the fact that they want to experiment. They need to have an experiment cell. They need to be able to have like a think tank, a lab, and then test companies, right? They always test small areas of stuff, but they've got to be more rapid in their evaluations. Like, you can't just test something for 10 years and like, oh, whatever, we got to do it. So, Secretary of the Army, or the Chief of Staff, said that one of the challenges for Army recruiting is that its enterprise has historically prioritized meeting current year production targets at the expense of adapting to fundamental trends in the labor market. So everybody's always playing catch up, right? And I hate when they say that, oh, we're going to change, we're going to change. Well, that never reaches our level. It's always like, what do you got for me today? What do you got for me tomorrow? Like, I need it, okay? But to create an experimentation capability, you got to start with a lab. You've got to get input that's not some 1 to 10 stupid survey that nobody fills out. And then you've got to be able to have the infrastructure to take action on it when something works, sooner than later. All right. So George noted Chief of Staff noted the Army needs to improve the formal measurement and evaluation of recruiting policy. That's exactly what I just said. To better determine the return on investment, the ROI. They say, and again, nothing practical here, like always, we will establish an evidence-based learning capability. Okay, see, it's this, oh my gosh, if you could see me right now, I'm rubbing my forehead in disbelief. More memos, less action. All right, now let's see the last five, what did they call these? The last five key area, aligning Army recruiting leadership and structure. Marketing functions and the retire recruiting enterprise will be consolidated and realigned as a proposed three-star command. Who gives two shits about who's in charge? It doesn't matter. They're going to expand commander's time from 2 to 4 years. Again, this is policy bureaucracy crap because the company commander, battalion commander for an Army recruiting command, they don't do crap. They don't do crap. We need to empower our leaders with access and time on the job. That if you have a crappy commander, you need to get him out. Better convey. The fact is that even though it remains a challenge to attract new recruits, we are exceeding our retention goals every year. She's not helping recruiting with that. That means people in the Army love their jobs. It's that. All right, look. I'm leaning back in my chair. Lean in. If you're still listening, which you're probably not. But if you are, recruiting must change. We know that. We got to stick with what works. We have to have better stories from within the Army. Sexual assault needs to be eliminated. Barracks need to be fixed. And the narrative with the VA needs to change. If this Wormuth lady and this George guy want to do something, start there. Start from the inside out. Stop trying to paint the outhouse, okay? It's still a shit box in there. I've said shit a lot. I know this stuff kind of, it makes me angry because I'm going to retire. The Army's going to keep going or try to keep going. And I really don't want the draft to come back. I really want the Army Recruiting Command to stop trying to put lipstick on a pig. And I would really love to see them pull their heads out of their butt. This lady, Wormuth or whatever the hell her name is, she ain't it. She ain't it. She hasn't done crap other than policy letters, right? Like, come on, man. Like, we've got to take action. The problems are obvious. Why are we not going crazy on mold remediation in the barracks? Why are we not very publicly destroying a high-ranking officer that's proven guilty for sexual assault? Why are we not doing that? That's the kind of action we need to see more often, and then your recruiting problems solve themselves. The Army needs to reach out. The VA needs to reach out. We need to have conversations so that these disgruntled, grumpy, old-ass, one-term veterans start changing their narrative. All right, my name is Gary Roth. This is the Blue Collar Consulting Group podcast. Reach out to your elected officials. Reach out to those around you. Army service is still a great option for millions of Americans. Spread the word. Tell them to recruit better, and things will get better in the recruiting command. I promise you. I really don't know who needs to hear this, but there you go. I love you all so much, and I'm out.